Welcome to selfdiscoveryradio.com, where the orchard of wisdom is just ready for picking. We celebrate your why, the journey that you've taken that inspires someone else. We support your services. We support your story. Come and be our guest. Become a host. Be an author with us. Come see what we've got. Our next show is... Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Ignite Your Heart and Souls. I am your host, Sarah Tro, and my guest today is Isabel Staloff. Beautiful shaman, had her on here a few years ago. We literally took off. Wings were there. And it was a show that I've recently re-listened to and really found myself elevating, because she's one of those kind of people that's going to lift you right up, heart, spirit, and soul. And we're going to take a journey with her today. She's just come back from Egypt and Greece. And the next journey is going to be taking people to Peru. So we're going to find out what these beautiful ancient cities actually said to her and her counterparts, and also what goes on in our thoughts. You know, she says, let's create a space between our thoughts. We're so quick at the present moment to react to everything that's going on because there's so much out there that is really upsetting. And I fully understand if you are upset with what's going on. But by creating a space between the thoughts, we learn to breathe and we really can see things differently. And we can also articulate in a different way. So let us be mindful on our speech. Let us be mindful on our intent. We can be angry with a situation. We've got to be careful where we put that anger. So let's take flight with her. And I know you're in for a ride. Don't strap in. We want you to elevate, because you will do during this show. Welcome back to the show, Isabel.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. I'm super excited. And, you know, as we do these shows from our homes, mm-hmm. I can hear the trash truck honking its horn, and it's like, you know, beep, beep, here we are, we're back.
It's life going on around you. That's all that is, right?
I can do about the background noises, but thank you so much. I'm happy that you reached out and asked me to come back on your show. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been. It's been about 2 or 3 years for sure. And of course, with such good knowledge, you know, what am I thinking? Of course, you've got to come back, you know, and more often as well. But I mean, really exciting. Greece, I love. Egypt, I never made. Greece, I fell in love with. I went to the main island of Greece, and then I went over to the islands of Corfu and Crete. And it was my first solo thing as a young woman of 20, my first freedom completely. And I went actually kind of April before they opened up for the season. And so I was staying in hotels and places where they hadn't yet opened up. And I was welcomed in homes, and it was just a wonderful experience, truly extraordinary. And, you know, walking on the Parthenon, all of that. I mean, it's the tourist thing and the non-tourist thing, but it fond memories of Greece.
Yeah, and it's interesting you went to Corfu and Crete, because those are the two, I don't know what you know about the Palladians and the star beings and
not much.
Me either, but they say that the Palladians land, and I don't know if it's on Crete or Corfu, but they land and spread their magic in the months of May. So it's interesting that you went there right before then.
Yeah,
that we're connected. You know, Barbara Handclough and Barbara Maciniak are the two leading Palladian writers. And I've never been much into that as well, but I read the beginning. I love myself. I read the beginning of the book, and it said, if you think you're from the party star, then you're probably a Palladian.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. I'm from the party star. I'm a Palladian. And that's about all I know. But, you know, there are people that take it very seriously.
Yes.
And, you know, are very into that. But I have to stay very grounded. You know, one of my strongest attributes is that I'm a very grounded spiritual healer. I love all those woo-woo way out there in the clouds people.
Me.
And
cosmic being.
Right. And well, then I'm going to gift you with this. I'll gift you with this, because being grounded and being on the earth and happy to be on the earth anchors our spirituality in the earth exponentially. Mm-hmm. And the earth is where you manifest. So if you want to make money and if you want to manifest, you have to make friends with the earth and be happy to be here as well as being the star on woo-woo and way out there, because I, trust me, Emma, you know, I'm out there. But I realize that the earth is where we manifest, and I have to stay super grounded and very real and authentic and just present in the moment. And so as we move into talking about creating space in your mind, that's a great jump off point to say, yeah, you can be a Palladian and be in the stars, but pay attention to how you step upon the earth.
It's balance, isn't it? You know, I'm very much a cosmic being, had a really hard time being a human being. And this is, I think, being my life's journey right now is, you know, stepping into the humanness of myself and not just the spiritualness of myself, and learning to be friends with the earth. And despite what's going on, because, you know, as a high vibrational person, all that anger, all that hate, you feel it so very much. And this is why we want to get our feet off the ground, so to speak. But it is learning how to send out, again, loving resonance back instead of taking in. And so it has been a journey for me to learn to embrace the earth, because I'm very much of wind and air and cosmic. And so it's been a journey for sure, but I truly understand what you're talking about, because when you do actually connect with the earth, it's a totally, the two vibrations together, you know, create a harmony that's really quite wonderful. Yeah.
Simplicity, a harmony. And you're an empath. I'm an empath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We feel everything. And our lesson, so I've been talking to my students a lot about energetic boundaries. Mm-hmm. And as an empath, how do we have these energetic boundaries so that we're no longer colluding and codependent or in the anger? We are able to transmute that energy within ourselves, not take on what's not ours, and say, I have energetic boundaries today.
Yes.
I'm an empath and I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. But I know what's important. And what's important is for me to mirror the behaviors and qualities that I want to see in the world. It is not for me to go into the behaviors.
Right.
Into the anger and into the frustration. It's for me to recognize. I blow. There's a great technique for everyone out there. I let it go. I let the angels come and clean the negativity. And then I focus on what I want instead.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, if you are responding to anything that's going out there, don't come from that place of hate or anger or despondence. You know, you can come with the, with obviously the accountability, because when things you see wrong, you can't just go, oh, blessings to them, kumbaya. It doesn't work that way. You know, but it's feeding the solution. You know, for me, it's always about, but what can we do about it? Because I think what a lot of people, and the reason why there's so much anger, is they don't know what to do about situations. So it's, what can we do about it? And first and foremost, we can put ourselves in a different space of how we approach the problem, because you're not going to find a solution to the problem if you're in the anger space.
Right. And that's shifting your perception. So
yes.
I take things to the mythic. My teacher was Alberto Violdo, and you know, he taught me to take things to the mythic. You jump on the back of a giant bird and you look down at your situation. You look down at what's happening and you see everyone's perception.
Yes.
That's what we do. We see everyone's story and then we teach people how to shift out of their story and into the light.
Yeah.
So yeah, shifting your perceptions is key.
Yes. Well, you know, as an earthly thing, we've got four key personalities. Some people have the fifth one, which is a combination of all four, but we're four key personalities. And we can all agree on the same thing, but all from different perspectives, because we're seeing things from a different angle. And when you know, look each at one of us at that different angle, we're going to get to the whole picture. Now, in the whole picture, you can actually make a decision. So it's not just my opinion or your opinion. It's our opinion. It's our perspective that will then find a collective solution to the problem. So I think it's really a time of us coming together in dialogue, in, you know, in a willingness to rectify or to change things. But it's not about the righteous pitchfork. It's about coming together in conversation. Yeah. What can we do? We've seen enough pitchforking and anger and all of that. We know, come on, history, look, have we evolved? Please, I hope we have. It is now about stepping into loving and kindness. And it is about, we can still address something that's wrong without the pitchforks. We can do it in a, from a space of caring and kindness and collaboration.
Well, and more people are awake now than they've ever been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're awake. It's okay to talk about your spirituality. Mm-hmm. It's okay to let the children see dead people and not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, my youngest would always say, you know, there's a dead girl walking past the window.
Yeah.
And I'd say, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'll clear her. I'll help her on her way. You know, it's like not being afraid.
Right.
Fear runs our country. I think that fear, I know you're in a different country, but...
Oh, we still get it. Whole loads of it, you know, yeah.
fear runs us.
Yes.
And so we can see that fear is a vibration, all right? Everything is a vibration. Everything is a vibration. You're a vibration. Your voice is a vibration. You are a vibration. You are sound. You are water. You are made up of the same ingredients as the earth. When you really start to take a look at your blood system and what's in the earth and how it's the same, mm-hmm. and how, you know, I want to be a spiritual being, but I want to still have my religion. That's beautiful. You can still have your religion without the judgment, as long
yes.
as you're judging another's religion. Like in Egypt, I mean, I always work backward. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So we'll start with Egypt. But in Egypt, I was going to plan for my trip in March of 2020. So in March of 2020, I've already had people signed up. And I thought, you know, there's lots of lands I've done without going first. Can't do that in Egypt. I really need to go to Egypt first, get the right tour guide, get the right vibration. And so I went and I connected with the historical Jewish society because my grandparents were Jewish, came from Russia to Palestine, and then ended up in Egypt, because in Egypt in 1915, it was like a melting pot. Everybody was going to Egypt. Mm-hmm. It was a hub, and there was lots of money to be made. There were a lot of jobs, so everybody was coming. Americans, Europeans, Russians, a lot of Jews came. And so they started a historical Jewish society. And my father was raised there from the time he was 2 to 22, and he made a film in 1937 called Desert Boy, or Little Island of Siwa. Siwa is a desert there outside of Cairo. And I thought I was going to plan my trip. Mm-hmm. But instead, I was going to visit the synagogue where my babushka prayed, to walk the streets that my grandparents walked, to see the building that my father was raised in, to be in touch with these Muslims that are in with the historical Jewish society, yeah. starting a cultural center, and want me to fly out and show my father's film in a few months. And then the woman ended up being a tour guide, and she's fantastic. And I love hearing her voice, and I love hearing her talk, which is important with a tour guide. And I got to visit the pyramids and stand in front of the Giza and plan the River Nile Luxor tour. And it was magical.
Yeah.
Absolutely magical. But leading up to that was a guy that wasn't so good that I had to feel out, was a woman who told me, Egypt will have her way with you. And the fact that I had just finished leading this fantastic 10-day tour with 6 people in Greece, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but, you know, that I went exhausted, run down, completely out of my head, and I was only there 4 days, and it was the most... makes me want to cry, you know, most magical experience. And it was Father's Day. I didn't even realize the day I landed, the next day was Father's Day. And I thought, I'm in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And I found that I have a great grandfather buried in Alexandria. I just found that out because I have cousins in New Zealand. Thank God for Facebook. You know what I mean? It's just like uncomfortable. Oh, gosh, even better. I know this is a spiritual show, but I mean, this is it. I follow energy.
The energy is spiritual. That's the point.
So there, my babushka's husband, my dedushka, my grandfather, taught art in Cairo. He was a phenomenal artist. He taught art in a French school to a man. To these children, all right. The man who's heading the cultural center's father, who's alive and 80 years old, learned art from my grandfather in the French school when he was 12 years old. I got to go to this man's house. I got to, there's a little booklet with Monsieur Stoloff, you know, his name and the boy's picture, and I unreal, right?
Yes, lovely connection. Unreal. Yes, yes. But this reminds us we're not very far connected from our past, from each other. You know, if I'm from this country, I'm from that country. Well, you know, I love this whole ancestry thing where you can find out exactly what you're made out of, right? You know, and I have this wonderful reverend I do a show with who's beautifully spiritual. And, you know, he's part Puerto Rican, part African, and he's 20% Icelandic. You know, this is the thing. We don't know what we're made up of. We also don't know when we go back where we're going to meet connections of our past, because we're travelers. And we leave ourselves wherever we go. And then somewhere along the line, we come along in a journey for one thing. And we discover there's part of us there, part of our Fred, part of our life there. And it's really wonderful to come across, because that sense of history of I've been here before, even if it wasn't this vessel, it's, you know, a historical vessel that's been there. And I love history. I love past, because it makes up our present.
And that's the groups that I lead. I've been leading groups since 2009, mostly to Peru. And then in 2013, England came up, because all my ancestry in England, my mother was English, my father was Russian. I'm 49% Ashkenazi Jew, which that's a lot. One thing. But on my mother's, I'm a melting pot. Irish, German, French, Icelandic. Religion, I don't know, allopath, la la la, you know. So, but, you know, when I started traveling 2013 to all these different countries so quickly, like literally, in 2015, I think was our show, or maybe 2014, but I did Ibiza, Spain, I did Holland, Italy, I do England a lot now. You know, and it was like 3 days here, 4 days there. And it was as if I was picking up all this information, all this energy. And then I went to Bali, and then I took 17 people to Peru, because people, you know, people find themselves in my group.
Yes. Yes.
They find them, and they find their soul tribe. So they are connected. I watch them. They've never met each other before. They've worked with me over the phone for years or whatever. And then they come together and they're, I know you're my, you know, it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've, it reminds us, how many trillions of people are in the world? Well, you know, that's, well, I think one thing we've got to remember is that, you know, we look at the earth, we look at the cosmos. When you look at what the cosmos is made of, it's what the earth is made of. You know, it's what we're made of. There's so much of removing ourselves from each other. And when if we just stopped and looked at it, we realize how much we're all made of the same thing. And everything is fundamentally within us. Why can we not see each other for that beautiful light that we are? You know, you talk about the space between the thoughts. Why do our thoughts dictate us so much? You know, why did they, you know, why it's, you know, for I'm a person that has to, my knowledge has to come from my heart and soul before it reaches my head. I don't think my knowledge, I feel my knowledge. And I, you know, when you watch people stuck in thought.
Right. So for our listeners out there that haven't gotten to that
place,
why? Because you're inundated with information. Now more than ever before, where before in the 60s, I'm a child of the 60s, in the 70s, we didn't have so much television.
Right.
We didn't have so much information. And so we were lying in the grass, eating a piece of dandelion, looking at the
making the daisy cloud, chain. Yes.
Making cloud people.
Yeah.
Looking at the trees and watching the butterflies fly by. And so the thoughts weren't so cumbersome.
Yes.
Now we've got these children that we're raising that are inundated with so much information. You have the microwave ovens, the refrigerator going, the fan going, the air conditioning going, the buzzing, the humming, the internet rays. You have all this information. Yeah. And what's happening is this is why meditation and mindfulness has become so popular.
Right.
Because people are
need to switch
done. They're at their capacity. They're like, if I have to think of one more thing, I'll explode.
Yeah.
They're having breakdowns. They're coming to see spiritual healers. Many people come to me just because it's like they're in a cloud and they can't seem to get any kind of expansion happening.
Right.
So the work that I do helps them to release that. They can create space between the thoughts and begin to see their life more clearly. And this is it, man. This is it. Yes. This is what we are teaching. So for those of you out there right now that are listening to us, but perhaps maybe at work or multitasking in the kitchen, watch where your thoughts go. Watch how your thoughts are. So what I first started doing was I became an observer of my thoughts. Mm-hmm. So I would watch my thoughts and I wouldn't attach to it and I wouldn't judge it, but I would look at how it developed, because your brain is multifaceted. It can handle a lot at one time.
Yes, layers upon layers.
Separate yourself and watch what happens. And it's like this. Oh, she was talking about that, but I think I left the iron on. Did I unplug it? And oh gosh, did I get the milk? Does the kids have enough? Oh, what did she say again about creating space? What happens is we take one thought and it tumbles into a million others.
Yes.
What I ask people to do is just to watch how their mind works.
Yeah.
And if their mind does that, to breathe, to blow, with a moment of clarity, what I honestly started doing was saying love. I would say love, 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 love. We could think about all that in a moment. I need some time. I need a moment. And just by saying love over and over, it created enough space where I could gain control of my head, get into my heart, and say, how do I feel? What do you think? I've just developed a deck of cards called the Good Vibes Positive Affirmation Deck.
Oh, when is that going to be out?
Deck, it's out, and I sold out, and then I made the next in Spanish and English.
Wonderful.
So one of the cards says, listen with your heart and feel with your mind.
Yes.
Right? I was at the Chopra Center, so I'm going to try to find the deck right now. Well, I was at the Deepak Chopra's, the Chopra Center in near San Diego here, and he said something very similar to listen with your heart, feel with your mind, create space between your thoughts. And I thought, oh my gosh, I thought I made that up.
This is great minds think alike, when that's really true. You know, that vibration goes out there and that thread and language, you know, it multiplies. It's a bit bright. We can't see the words. There you go. Angle it a bit. There we go. Good vibes. Yeah, it's back a bit. There we go.
It is a bit dark. So
that's good.
And it's probably backward too. And so I went to his gift shop and I said, would you like to carry these in your gift shop? And he said, yes. So I'm very excited to announce that the Good Vibes Positive Affirmation Deck is at the Chopra Center. I mean, that's
wonderful.
Big.
You know, yeah, that is big.
Oprah.
Yes.
That's Oprah, Chopra. Okay, we're talking about that. But really, watch your thoughts. Pay attention. Don't let your mind run. You have control. It's the one, I always teach this. It is the one thing you really have control over. You do not have control over other people, places, and things. You really have no control. But the one thing you have control over is your head. So what are you doing with it? What do you want to feed it?
Precisely. And the thing is when you notice there's so much chatter going on, and you can't think straight, right? Now, you know, for me, it's always about feeling the knowledge. And if the head is busy chatting, it's okay, divert your head. You know, take it somewhere else, a meditation or watching something, and allow your whole psyche just to calm down and think for itself. And then it brings those thoughts to the mind, and the mind goes, oh, okay, I hadn't thought about that. No, you hadn't, because you've been thinking about so many other things, what you really wanted to think about. Exactly. It didn't have a chance to get in there because everything else was in there.
Like, it doesn't matter what's going to happen or what happened. It doesn't matter right now. What's right now? Okay, so this is the card I pulled for us.
Right.
And it says, grateful in every moment.
Absolutely.
So my daughter helped me make these, and she made all the graphic design work.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So be grateful in every moment, right? So.
Just but the like thing is about the cards, because I use them as well, is that sometimes when you're just in confusion or there is too much chatter and you're trying to take a breath and you're feeling like this, you know, shovel your cards up. What do I need to know right now? Guaranteed, what you pull out is what you need to know in that moment, right? Then acknowledge it. Don't just go, oh, yeah, right. No, acknowledge it. There's something outside of you, outside of your realm, communicating with you, right? Pay attention to those words and step into whatever that action is. And, you know, okay, I acknowledge that. And then later on, when you're a bit calmer, cut another card. And now you will actually see that is your path forward of what to do next. We've got to understand that we all need aids. We all need something around us that's helping us, right? And that's what these kind of cards are wonderful.
Well, they let us
clarity, a little clarity.
They let us hear the unseen world.
Yes.
So it took me 3 years to develop this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, good vibes happened to be the most popular saying.
Yes.
I think it was December 2015 when I developed them. And I thought, of course, good vibes. There were good vibes. Pillows, good vibes. Jewelry, good vibes. T-shirts, good vibes. Water bottles, good vibes. I mean, I was blown away. I'm like, how is it that I developed this 3 years ago, but I came out at just the right time?
Right. Yes. So timing is everything.
It says, because it has a little booklet, obviously, the word gratitude holds strong energy and a high vibration. When you find things to be grateful for, you can feel your heart and every cell expand. Even if you feel you have nothing in your life, look to see what you can be grateful for. Are you living a life of separation or connection?
Yes.
Being grateful creates a strong sense of spirituality. I'm a teacher. I can't help it. So there's three steps, an affirmation, and a blank page so you can take notes. Make a list of three things you are grateful for every day. Create a mantra for the day. Let someone know how grateful you are for them. Affirmation, I am grateful for my body is a temple.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm very proud of them. Very
yes,
proud.
And you know, kudos. I love things like that because we do get overloaded. And it's that we can't hear ourselves think because of too much chatter going on. We don't know what we're feeling because there's this too much noise, right? And so, and sometimes it's very hard to just step into meditation of quietness when there is so much going on. So something like that that can redirect you, like gratitude. We don't live in gratitude enough. And sometimes I'm just so grateful that the sun is out today. The other day I was with my son and it was bucketing with rain. And the next day we were having his sister's engagement party and we're praying for sun. So I said, I'm so grateful we have rain today. Let it rain today so it doesn't tomorrow. And let it rain because it's watering all the fruits and the vegetables that we're going to eat tomorrow. So it may dampen one thing, but it feeds another. So look to where it's benefiting and be grateful for that.
Well, and that's your shift to perception. You see how quickly you shifted your perception.
Mm-hmm.
You looked at the rain in a good way. And, you know, audience members, think of that. If you're down about something right now, if you're feeling heavy around something, let's clear it.
Yes.
So I did promise a little healing, didn't I? I love how spirit goes, okay, and now. That's another thing. When you begin to trust your intuition and create space between your thoughts and have less going on in your head, spirit talks to you so clearly. You get to hear your angels and guides. You get to follow the energy and know. You get to just know in your heart that that is the right move.
Yes.
So let's open up the directions quickly. To the winds of the south, west, north, and east, Pachamama and ascended masters, be in our medicine space. and be with our listeners for the highest healing and deepest teaching possible today. Aho. Okay, everyone out there. I know I just sprung this on you. And if you don't want the healing, all you have to do is say, I am not open to the healing. I want to listen to Sarah's show, but I don't know enough about Isabella. And, you know, maybe later I can be open to it. And you're not, you will not be open to it.
Right.
Those of you who would like the healing and to feel the relief in your heart, then just in your mind's eye, say, I am open to receive. I am open to let go. And I want everyone to take a deep breath in and blow it out. And I'm going to collect it like dust in the wind. And I'm going to look at the chakra body. Can't really see what I'm doing, but that's okay. I'm going to do earth, first chakra, second, third chakra. So feelings of powerlessness. All of us have those. The fear sets in. We have this fear. Your third chakra is in your solar plexus. So focus on your gut. Focus on your feelings of giving your power away. If you feel like anyone has control over you, releasing that energy now. And bringing in all your light, that Christ-like energy, that love energy in your solar plexus, big yellow sunshine in your heart. I'm sorry, in your heart, but in your solar plexus. I have a feeling your heart is the next thing to clear. That's why I said heart, and I am correct. Hold on, earth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the upper chakras. So this happens when you've had a lot of trauma in this lifetime or you've had a past life of trauma. Mm-hmm. So for those of you out there that feel maybe you're ungrounded, maybe you've had a lot of trauma in your lifetime, we're going to clear all the upper chakras to bring you back into your full divine expression and anchor you on earth. Hey, heart, light. Throat, light. Ear. Sixth, light. And open up your seventh crown. Hey! Light. And then opening up to the divine presence of who you are on the planet at this time, releasing any karmic loops that you're stuck in, any old karma that does not belong to you, any trauma that you need to release, release it now. Angels and guides around you. Big breath in and out. Shift. And breathe. Feel that peace, that calm, and call in the golden light of the sun. I'm bringing in warm, golden, liquid life force energy from the sun, re-imprinting and reweaving your luminous energy fields. Feeling that warm, golden liquid as a collective consciousness right now, as a group healing for our audience members all around the world. Whether you listen to this now or 20 years from now, knowing that you're divinely guided and absolutely protected at all times, and you're divinely in alignment with the sun and the earth and the stars. Knowing that you can now attach your light to the front of your spine, and as you firmly attach and anchor your light into this earth, you can manifest and have whatever it is your true heart's desire. Total health, total wellness, abundance, beauty, relationships. Big breath in and out. Shift. Feel the space between your thoughts. Creator of all that is. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this beautiful healing for Sarah's group. Thank you for helping us all to see our divinity in every step we take, every move we make, and my group as well, because they'll be listening later on. They all said, what about us? Help us all to receive that ancient knowledge that lives within our hearts, within our souls, that we are firmly anchored and grounded in our bodies in this lifetime until the next. And so it is. Amen. The winds of the south, west, north, and east, Pachamama and Ascended Masters. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this beautiful healing for our audience and ourselves and our grandchildren's grandchildren. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I think people don't quite get, they will go to a church and they'll watch somebody pray, and that prayer is meant to shift things. But when you're doing what you're doing for some people is, well, how is that doing anything? And they don't realize energy is constantly fluid. It is constantly flowing. And if it gets blocked within us and not allowed to run through us and around us or come into us, that's where we get the stagnancy of confusion or feeling trapped, and that releasement of that energy so that it may flow constantly, opening up the chi, opening up the chakras, allowing that beautiful channeling of that energy to flow. And that's what you've done. You've opened everything up so that the flow can just continue.
And then the prayers just, they just manifest. Yeah.
Yes.
Know, I'm glad you said that about prayers, because many years ago I was teaching, I was talking about how we've really forgotten how to pray. Mm-hmm. And we normally pray, please God, get me out of this mess.
Yes.
Please God, get me, help me, help me, help me. It's a prayer of desperation, mm-hmm. rather than a prayer of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So I always start with the earth, and I offer my prayers to the earth first, because this is where I manifest. And I say, yes. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you for giving me food to eat and water to drink. Thank you, Mother Earth. And I send my prayers for my family, my friends, my clients, myself, to you. And then I thank myself for being here in this body to do this work. And then I say, thank you, God, you know,
yes.
Thank you, angels. Thank you, God. But thank you to the power that is for me, the God of my own understanding. Thank you for giving me this insight.
Yes.
For allowing me these prayers. And then the prayers manifest.
Yes.
Because they're coming from a different vibration.
Yes, yes.
So look at your vibration while you're praying. Everything's vibration.
Yeah. Yes, it's, you know, I think when we're in confusion or fear, delusionment or confusion, everything is trapped. You know, you can feel the tension in your body. You can feel the tension in every single part of you, your thoughts, your heart, your soul. And even trying to take that breath is so hard to do. So when you're able to have something like somebody like you kind of clear that energy, you're opening everything up. Everything is being opened up so people can take that breath in, allow that energy to flow. And then along with it comes calmness. And then in calmness, you begin to see clarity of what you need to know when you need to know it. And to understand that we don't need to know everything in this moment. All we need to know is what we need to know right now. That's it.
We can't know everything. And so I'm going to set the intention, and I know we don't have live callers, but for those of you out there right now that just had the healing, that was they were open to receive it, just really take a moment. Mm-hmm. See what you feel. See if you can feel a little shift, a little lightness of your soul. Because that's my biggest gift. My biggest compliment is, oh, I feel so much lighter.
Yes. Open.
Yeah.
You can feel open. Like if you were like this beforehand, you can just feel everything opening up.
Like a
flower. And flooding up with oxygen, you know, flooding up with energy, with breath.
And I have a YouTube channel. You can find Isabella Stoloff, IsabellaStoloff. IsabellaStoloff.com, OrangeCountyHealingCenter.com, Facebook. I go live a lot. There's a lot of information. I have 10 years
worth
of blogs and articles and radio shows on Orange County Healing Center. And I've got all the new stuff at IsabellaStoloff.com. And all these free healings and videos, like 58 videos on YouTube. Mm. There's a lot of free information for you out there.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to book with me, I work on Skype, maybe now Zoom, because this is working quite well as well, and over the phone. And we have Peru for New Year's Eve. So we're going to Peru December 29th. You fly out on the 28th, but you land on the 29th through January 5th. And
which year, love?
This year.
Oh, so 2018 for 19.
Yeah. So my very first time taking a group was to balance the masculine and feminine energies on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2009 into 2010. And so now I feel coming full circle, 2008 into 2018 into 2019. is I'm actually offering a huge discount. It's over $1,000 less than I usually charge. I want to give people the opportunity to come. And so there's not a lot of information on the internet. I just got back from my...
Yes. Her wings are just kind of downloading there.
Well, Spirit said, definitely plan a trip, take some people to Peru and come full circle. And so I'm very excited to announce the Peru journey. So if you're interested, you can email me at shamanisabella@gmail.com.
Excellent. And of course, you know, Peru, people know, is a very, very energetic, cosmic type place where people get in touch with themselves. And and then being led by someone like you who can like help open them up even more. Yeah. And feel and receive even more, you know, then it's something that really you're going to go home a different person to what you.
Yeah, and that's what my clients always say, my people that come on trips, my best, you know, it's like, I am not the same person.
And let's point out that there was nothing wrong with you before.
Right. No, not at all.
You were not doing yourself a service because you were too wrapped up in the what ifs or the forwards or everything else. And you weren't in tuned with yourself. So when you say, I'm not the same person, no, you're more in tuned now with who you are, what your purpose is.
Yeah, they're more the connection. Who they were. Mm-hmm. They're more who they were.
Yeah. Or who they're meant to be, who they're meant to be. For, you know, for some people, it's stepping into themselves for the first time. You know, finally realizing, you know, their meaning of life and what they're meant to do. They've suddenly kind of opened up to this. This is my purpose. Yeah. This is my calling. Purpose. Yeah.
This is my calling. This is my soul purpose. I love that. I love watching people grow, expand. You know, I know people look at my Facebook and they think, oh, you've got such a fantastic life. Look at your life. It's just beautiful and fantastic. And I don't think they realize it's a lot of work.
Yes.
It is, but it's still a job, still a lot of work. It's, you know, I'm not complaining by any means. I'm so, so grateful. But I think people think I'm just like, and everything magically happens, all the places are lined up, all the tour companies are, everybody's safe, and everybody, and I'm like, it takes a lot.
Yes, and this is what people don't understand. Each show is 4.5 hours to develop, right? So it's, people don't realize that a lot of work does go into this, but this is the thing, when you find something that is truly meaningful to you, you know that that's your calling. This is your reason for being. This is why you're here. Yeah. And you step into that, whether it's hours or money or this or that or work, you're going to do it because you know this is what you're here for. And it comes from a place of heart and soul, passion and compassion and eagerness for other people to find their calling. And this is, you know, what we do. I celebrate people like you who are doing this wonderful work to show people you are not alone. You are not meant to take this journey alone. Now, you're walking on the path. You're responsible for your steps, but you've got a guide. You've got a tutor. You've got somebody who's giving you the tools in your backpack. You know, you've got a map in front of you to a certain point of where you're going. You've just got to step up and participate in your own life. And I think going back to thoughts get in the way sometimes of us interacting with self.
And participating in your own life. I love that. How to participate in your own life and not let your mind control your every waking moment.
Because the mind leads us outside, doesn't it? Constantly to what else is happening. Well, it doesn't lead us inside.
It's also constantly like, I'm not good enough. I don't have what they have. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I have to, I mean, I even have it.
Yes, yes. It's still the human side of us. Yes.
You have not good enough or don't feel worthy or, of course I do. I've worked very hard.
Yeah.
And I've overcome a lot of the powerlessness.
Yes.
But I still get it.
Yes.
I'm still feeling secure. I'm human.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, is that that's the vulnerability of being a human, isn't it? You know, and sometimes those feelings have a purpose. You know, those feelings of feeling insecure or feeling, am I worthy? It's a kind of, again, going in and checking with self. What outside is making you feel like this inside? And if you are feeling like this, how can you change it? And we've got to realize that we are vulnerable. Our spirits are not the vulnerable things. It's the human consciousness and sensitive. Oh boy, are we? Yes. Yes.
People think, oh, you're so strong. You're so.
Yes. We take on a lot. But yeah.
You just said something about, I want to touch on, I know we're winding down, but
yep, we're still fine.
It was that something made you feel a certain way.
Yes.
So as sensitives, we believe that other things make us feel a certain way, and that's not true.
Right.
That thing did not make you feel a certain way. You chose.
Yes.
To feel that way, mm-hmm. due to the upbringing, your past, your history, how you interact with others, your relationships, your marriages, your children, everything builds up who you are. And then you say, well, that person made me feel this way. No, actually you chose it. So once you can be humble enough, and I talk about humility a lot.
Yes.
Once you become humble enough to say, I chose this experience, or I chose to feel this way, then you can choose something different. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, and you continue blaming others for your circumstances, or blaming others for the way you feel, or feeling like somebody else made you feel a certain way, then there's a block there. There's no connection. There's no way to say, oh, okay, if I chose that, then I can choose something else.
Yes.
And that's the ticket, you guys. Yes. That's the ticket.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that even not making a choice is a choice. So we know that there are certain rivers we don't want to be on in life. So don't choose the path that's going to lead to that river. Because if, you know, I don't want to be on that river will never serve me. I don't feel good around that river, but you're walking straight towards it because you're feeding that river, you know. If you want something else, feed what it is you want. If you don't know yet what you want, just feed your journey. I mean, one of the beautiful things, and the show's, you know, station is called Self-Discovery, is going on that journey of really not knowing where you're going, but just going in heart and soul and in excitement and in adventurism, in exploration of what is your next step? Where are you going next? Who will you influence? How will it influence you? You know, just be willing to be adventurous and stop looking for a manual, because there's tools and things, but not manuals.
Right. This is so great. This is what happens. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I'm like, oh, but I got more. Okay, so
if you've got time, we've got time.
I that's a problem. I wish I did, but I really like how I squeezed you in to the beginning of me just landing with jet lag. I'm so grateful I did it. But the next thing is waiting for me. But it's okay. Wait, don't forget. Okay. So when I first started this, right, I did not know. I was an acting teacher and a public speaking teacher at the university. Shamanism, Peruvian shamanism took over my life. I didn't even know what a shaman was. I started getting interviewed on the radio right away. I had to look it up. Shaman, the conduit between the physical world and spiritual world. Okay, that's what I do. Yeah. But I couldn't see the travel that would happen. I couldn't see the training programs I'd be providing. I couldn't see the workshops. I couldn't see the fire ceremonies like we're going to have on Saturday. If you're local, come on down. What I couldn't see what you were just saying, right? Yes. You couldn't see it, but go on the adventure. But I did know, you're going to love this, how I wanted to feel.
Yes.
Everybody out there listening right now, you know how you want to feel. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to know what it looks like.
Right.
You don't have to know what you're going to do or what your soul purpose is or what your blah, 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 blah. You don't have to know. All you have to know is how you want to feel.
Yeah.
And everyone knows how they want to feel. They want to feel content. They want to feel connected. They want to feel appreciated. They want to feel loved. They want to feel happy in their job. They want to feel excited and expanded. We want to feel good every day. Now, does that happen? No. I have my bad days. We all do. We're humans.
Yes.
I don't go into the negative thought and the bad days for very long. I pull myself up. I let myself have my feelings.
Right.
And I pull myself up and I remember how I want to feel instead. And that, my friends, I've been able to accomplish. That in the last 10 years is how I've lived my life. I still don't know
right
what's going to happen in the next 20 years. Right. I have no idea, but I do know how I want to feel, and I know I love to travel. And so what I started filling my head with, here's the next piece. When you start to release your mind and you start to dump all the thoughts and you have all this empty space, guess what? The mind wants to replace it with something.
Yep.
It needs to be full. It's a creative thing. That's what the mind is. So you feed the mind new pictures. Mm-hmm. So you feed the mind new ideas. So I thought, well, I don't know what I want to do. And I don't know what, right? Okay, shut up, head. I cleared you. What do I want? And I said, I want blue oceans. Mm. I want white sands. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that is. I don't know how I'm going to get there. But if I could have anything I wanted, that's what I saw. I saw white sand and I saw blue oceans. And then from there, it began to develop into bringing people with me along on these magical, mystical tours. And so just see what you want instead. So this comes in your head. I don't, and you go, oh, what did Isabella say? Blow, create space. Now fill it with what I want instead. I want to feel good. I want to raise my vibration. I want a new house with big windows overlooking the ocean or overlooking the forest. Or I want a partner in my life who will stand by my side and be a good man or be a good woman, you know. I know how I want to feel in a relationship.
Right.
I don't know what it looks like, but I know how I want to feel. And so you know how you want to feel, guys. Go with that.
Yes. Yeah, very, very important. Yeah. Very, very important. Very important. It's painting your own canvas of what you want. Stop talking and feeding what you don't want. Start painting the canvas of what you do want. Give that your love. Give that your vibration. Don't dictate how it happens, but be clear on how you want to feel, right? I want to feel purposeful. I want to feel appreciated. I want to feel loved. I want to be able to love back. I want to be able to feel abundant. And so be willing for that. Paint that picture of what that is, and then step back and allow it to happen.
Right. And what you just said also, because I use the word appreciate too, and what I heard Spirit say is you have to appreciate yourself first.
You are what you're spending. You're also what you're receiving.
So I have to be in
yes.
appreciation and
yes.
in gratitude and in love with myself.
Yeah.
And people ask me all the time, how do you love yourself? And I said, you listen to your thoughts.
Yes.
If it's negative and it makes you feel bad, it's a lie. Mm-hmm. If it's positive and it makes you feel good, it's the truth. If you are watching your thoughts and you're not beating yourself up, you're loving yourself.
Right.
That's how I love myself.
Yeah.
I listen to and I create space and I create new, beautiful painting pictures of
yeah.
how I want to feel and live my life. And I promise you guys, your whole life will change
yep.
if it hasn't already.
And if you're listening to all that negative talk, understand most of the time, 99% of that time, that is outside expectations you've put upon yourself, not in a vibration of who you really are.
Uh-huh. I love talking with you. Please have me back on.
I most certainly will, and it will not be 2 or 3 years. Absolutely not. When is your Greece or Egyptian one going to come up?
We will do Greece again. I don't know when. And Greece we'll have to talk about next time. Well, yeah. I could tell very quickly, we ended up in Kos. I heard take people to Kos, K-O-S. And I said, what's Kos? I've never heard of Kos. It is the birthplace of Hippocrates.
Oh.
So of course I had to take people to the founder of Western medicine and Kos and then Mastahari. We rented a villa and then we went to Athens and we did that whole scene, the Oracle of Delphi. It was just mm-hmm. unbelievable.
Yeah.
The energy that we picked up and explored and were a part of. Peru is happening this December 2018 to January 2019. 2019's tour is not planned yet. I don't know where we're going, but I'm sure we're going somewhere. And 2020, it's March. So I just don't know if it's the beginning of March or the spring break of March for our students. I really don't know, but it is March. And we will do 3 to 4 days in Cairo, visiting all the sites there, and the beautiful Egyptian Museum. They're putting up a new museum. Hopefully it'll be done by then. And then we will fly to Luxor, and we will take the 4-day river cruise and do the pyramids of Luxor. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
One I recommend for you to actually look into is the Bosnian Pyramid. I'll send you information on that. It is absolutely mind-boggling. I think you will absolutely love it and the people that you take there. But it's a whole new understanding of what the pyramids really are.
Yeah, I would love it. Please
and they have wonderful tours and everything else, which I think you would really love. So I'll send that to you. But please tell everybody again, the site and the email, because even though you haven't got that information up yet, if they're interested, they can email you.
Right. So Shaman, Shaman, Isabella, Isabella, Shaman Isabella at gmail.com. Orange County Healing Center.com or OC Healing Center.com. They're the same. They have all 10 years, a lot of body of work you can research there in the blog. And then IsabellaStoloff.com is my new site. Take a look and peruse around there. There's some great 3-minute inner child meditations, forgiveness meditations, abundance, very short. Me just talking, taking you on a guided meditation. You can find me on Facebook at Shaman Isabella Stoloff, on YouTube at Isabella Stoloff. I'm everywhere.
So. You're everywhere. And you can get a little piece of her here and there and everything and put yourself together. So I'm most certain we'll have you back on again. I think I'd love to do a round table with you, which I think would be great. I think with the Rev would be great. So, yes.
Yeah, I love that.
It's wonderful having you back here. I don't know why I did it so long, but I just did my 1,000th show on my own network. So it just sometimes, you know, you just said, what?
It was perfect timing, honey. It really was.
Yeah,
I haven't gone back to work yet. I mean, I just landed.
Good. Well, I appreciate the fact that even your jet lag, you've spent the time here with us and always that beautiful, enthusiastic wisdom. And thank you for sharing the blessing and everything with us, because we all need it. We needed the clearing. We needed the opening up. We needed to step into our own beautiful heart and love space. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. Bye, audience.
Bye-bye, everyone. And until next time, be true to yourself. Also, be kind. Bye for now.
Ciao.
For more wonderful shows like this, please go to selfdiscoveryradio.com, podcasts, and see our lineup. And if you wish to support us, we have a funded button. Please stay tuned for our next show.